Hey, beautiful people, before we start, this episode is brought to you by Podgo. You guys all know Podgo. We're all familiar with Podgo now. Basically, Podgo is this company that connects small podcasters with advertisers. So that's a really, really cool way to finally monetize your podcast. I want to invite you guys to do this. I want to invite you guys to get into the program. They just pay you flat rate and you get paid. So if you head down to podgo.co or in the link I'm going to put down below, you guys can finally monetize your podcast. So go ahead and do it. Hey, you're now listening to the What's My Mind podcast, the podcast where I speak freely, like, about anything. Guys, welcome back to another podcast, another video, another day. This is episode 127, I think. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. But today I plan on talking about Anchor.fm. So Anchor.fm is a podcast hosting platform. And basically that's the place where you edit, you distribute, and you record all your episodes. It's basically where your podcast is going to develop. And today I want to talk to you about the disadvantages, advantages, if you should start your podcast on Anchor, according to my opinion. So yeah, take into account, I've been using this platform for over 6 months. And yeah, that is just, it's been a long time using this platform. So I want to start off saying that there's a lot of hate towards this platform. Why? Because it's really, really popular. With fame comes, you know, some haters. It's just a really, really easy way to create a podcast. So there's lots and lots and lots of podcasts on there. Like, it takes around, like, what, 5 minutes to create a podcast on Anchor? Since it's so easy, there's some low quality podcasts, you could say. There is some really, really good quality podcasts. There's everything in Anchor. So that's why sometimes when some podcasts leave, you know, the Anchor logo on the top of their cover art, you may think, well, that might not be a good podcast, or probably that podcast was made in the bathroom or something like that. But no, there's some really, really good podcasts on Anchor, including mine. So yeah, if you're watching this, if you think this is good, it was made on Anchor. I think it's good. I believe it's good. So yeah, not all the podcasts created on Anchor are low quality. There's some really, really good podcasts on there. Maybe some of the hate that comes toward Anchor is because before, the podcast community was like so close, you know, it was very, very close. And suddenly when Anchor came up with this, with the easiest, you know, the easiest way to create a podcast, lots and lots of users started creating some, and the community is not that close anymore because there are lots of new people. And that's okay, because that means podcasts are developing. That means podcasts are becoming more famous, and it's part of the process. But as to my experience, as to if I would recommend Anchor, I absolutely do. All right, there's no other podcast platform that doesn't come with a catch. Maybe you could say Castbox, but literally Anchor lets you record as many episodes as you want. It's free. Like, there's no initial fee at all. What else? Like, you don't have to pay monthly. It's just there for you to create your podcast. Obviously, if you want to, you know, go into a bit more and start to monetize it, that's a different thing, right? Because there are other podcast players that will allow you to monetize. They have better monetization plans. But Anchor, if you're American, if you have an American account, you can monetize on there. That's the one thing that I'm not completely, you know, fond of, because there's lots of international creators and not everyone has an American account, right? So you can't just monetize right away if you don't have a American account, which would be cool if everyone had one, but we don't. And also, one thing I don't like about Anchor is that I started trying out the sponsorship plans, right? But after a course of what, it was like 2 months, the sponsorship plan ended. They pay pretty good. I mean, honestly, they did, but it ended and they haven't given me any other sponsorship opportunities since. And it's not that I have gotten low downloads or anything. It's just they have way too much users and they need to give every single new user a sponsorship opportunity. So when a user, you know, ends their trial, their first trial, they need to invest in new persons because that's their, you know, their logo. Like you can monetize right away. So every single new person that comes to the platform can monetize. If people like me that have already gone through the first sponsorship, which was Anchor, you know, you promote the platform itself and they pay you. That's pretty cool. But once you end that opportunity, they don't give you another one because they need to invest it in new podcasts that are coming in. So yeah, that's the only thing. Honestly, it's so easy. It's so easy. One time, like I was on Instagram and I saw an anchor ad. I was like, why not? And I created my podcast in that like 20 minute lapse. I created my first episode that day. Obviously it was not good. That's why Anchor sometimes lends itself to, as I said before, low quality podcasts, because you can record right away. Like you don't need to pay, you don't need to have a mic, you don't need anything. You can just download the app or, you know, go to anchor.fm on Google or Chrome or wherever you want, and you can start recording your first episode in that moment. So that's why sometimes there are bad quality podcasts on there. But as I said before, there are some really professional podcasts on there. So there's from sports podcasts to therapy podcasts. It's all over the place. And that's what I want to talk about. I hope you guys benefited from my experience. I've been using Anchor for over 6 months. I have tried other hosts like Sounder.fm. The cool thing about Anchor is that it distributes it automatically, you know, your show. So it distributes it to a number of podcast players like Spotify, CastBox, what else? Radio Public, a lot of those. You need to put your podcast manually on Apple Podcasts, but it kind of helps you with that. So I forgot where I was going to, but so basically they help you out with that. And you get to experience different podcast players. Then you might want to, you know, change. You might want to change from Anchor to another podcast hosting platform now that you have tried different podcast players. But I've liked Anchor. I think it's like helped my show out a lot since I started as a beginner. And maybe once I start to develop even more, I might want to, you know, change to a different podcast hosting platform. But for now, I feel it's okay. I really, really like it. It's easy to use and just very, very welcoming as well, because they have a help center that is very, very fast to help you out. And that's my experience. So that's about it. Thank you very much for listening or watching, wherever you are watching. If you are watching on YouTube, if you are watching on, or if you are listening on a podcast player. So yeah, that's about it. Thank you guys very much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys in the next one.